San Francisco is in a housing crisis. People are feeling it all over the Bay Area, and they're making sure their politicians feel it too.
When do we want it?
Now.
We're over.
The rent is too damn high.
An economy increasingly driven by the tech, real estate developers, and speculators has made San Francisco the city with the number one fastest growing divide between rich and poor.
This is about saving San Francisco for all of us. It's about sending a message that San Francisco cannot be San Francisco unless working people are allowed to live in San Francisco.
According to the data from August, San Francisco has topped New York for the first time, with the highest median rent for a one-bedroom in the country. It's now $3,100 a month. One in five people in the Bay Area spends over half of their income on housing. And these aren't just numbers. They're individuals, people with stories. So when we say, for example, that there are more than 4,500 seniors getting government help to live in Oakland, we're talking about people like Mary Butler.
I'm a person who likes to keep very busy and independent.
Mary worked as a respiratory nurse for most of her adult life. After retiring about a decade ago, she supported herself the way retirees are meant to, with a small pension and Social Security. She moved to Las Vegas for a while to take care of an ill sibling. When she moved back to Oakland, she couldn't find a place to rent. Her retirement funds didn't stack up.
With the rents in the Bay Area, I couldn't find anything under $800 a month. And I looked and looked.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Oakland, Berkeley, San Leandro, Richmond, to be close to my family and also to my church.
So Mary moved in with her daughter. She started applying for senior housing, but found herself stuck on wait lists. To keep busy, she took a job as the cook at the church school her grandchildren attended.
I started cooking at the school, and of course I loved it because I like working with children.
And she started volunteering at a women's shelter.
And they're always at capacity. With children, it's very sad.
Mary was also living in a crowded house. After 3 years living with her daughter and grandchildren, she got lucky. She was granted a spot in a senior living facility.
And I was so overjoyed, but I wanted to really get into my own place. So I said yes right away, of course.
Now she's been living at Allen Temple Arms in East Oakland for the last 4 years.
You know, I feel secure here. It's like a family. Get to know the residents as well as the office staff. The maintenance staff is very helpful if you have any problems. I've never had a problem with anyone here. But most of all, the rent is affordable.
Mary pays 30% of her income to live here.
And we help each other out, you know, here. You need a cup of sugar, a couple of eggs, or whatever. And that makes it really nice to be in a community of your own peers, as I might as well say. You know, we all understand our little aches and pains. And, you know, life is tough as it is. But if you know you have your own key to open your own door and go in and relax and feel comfortable, that's what matters.
Mary doesn't worry about housing anymore, but her story is rare. Subsidized housing units make up only 8 or 9% of the total housing stock in Oakland. The number is similar in San Francisco. Everyone outside of these subsidized programs is trying to keep pace with a runaway housing market. We'll hear from some of them now.
I make ends meet. I stay in a studio by myself. I'll say 4 years back was less expensive than how it is now. The studio that I was in, it originally cost $525.
When I was living at my parents' house, I would go on Craigslist and there would be nothing, and it would just be depressing. I'm a lawyer, but my sister's best friend was able to buy a triplex in North Oakland, so I was able to move in with him. So that's basically how I'm afforded to live there in North Oakland. It's just through knowing someone. So I paid $12.50 a month. So I think I just got really lucky.
I live in Richmond. The economy changing, I guess, or whatever the housing market is on this side, is going up about $100, $200 every couple, you know, every half a year. So I think it's just getting ridiculous right now.
I lived out in Palo Alto with my parents. I lived in my old childhood bedroom, the one I grew up in. At first, I was a little, like, I moved back with like my tail between my legs, like, oh, I tried Portland and it didn't work out. And then I kind of realized that a lot of people are doing the same thing after college or, you know, around the same age.
Those were the voices of Rachel Williams, Kylan Donald, Corey Johnson, and Josephine Lipkin.